routes which everyone else assumed was disused. Sky had outfitted the room and its surrounding chambers himself, equipping it with pressure and heat by tapping into the ship's lymphatic system of supply lines. In principle, a detailed audit of power air consumption might have revealed the room's existence, but, as a possible security issue, the matter would only have been referred to Sky himself. It had never happened. He doubted that it ever would. The prisoner was splayed before him on one wall, anchored there and surrounded by machines. Neural lines plunged into the man's skull, interfacing with the control implants buried in his brain. Those implants were exceedingly crude, even by chimeric standards, but they did their job. They were mainly webbed into the regions of the temporal lobe associated with deep religious experience. Epileptics had long reported feelings of divinity when intense electrical activity flickered across those regions. All the implants did was subject the saboteur to mild and controllable versions of the same religious impulses. It was probably how his old masters had controlled him, and how he had been able to give himself up so selflessly to their suicidal cause. Now Sky controlled him via the same devotional channels. "Do you know, no one ever mentions you these days," Sky said. The saboteur offered him bloodshot crescent eyes beneath heavy lids. "What?" "It's as if the rest of the ship has decided to quietly forget that you ever existed. How exactly does it feel, to have been erased from the public record?"
"You remember me?"
"Yes." Sky nodded towards the pale aerodynamic shape which floated at the other end of the room, cased in armored green glass. "And so does he. But that's not saying much, is it? To be remembered only by your tormentors."
"It's better than nothing."
"They suspect, of course." He thought of Constanza, the only serious thorn in his side. "Or at least they used to, when they gave the matter any thought. After all, you did kill my father. I'd be perfectly within my moral rights to torture you, wouldn't I?"
"I didn't kill."
"Oh, but you did." Sky smiled. He was standing at the lashed-up control panel which allowed him to talk to the saboteur's implants, idly fingering the chunky black knobs and glass-paneled analog dials. He had built the machine himself, scavenging its components from across the ship, and had given it the name Godbox. That was what it was, ultimately, an instrument for placing God inside the killer's head. In the early days he had used it solely to inflict pain, but, once he had smashed the infiltrator's personality, he had begun to reconstruct it towards his own ideal, via controlled doses of neural ecstasy. At the moment, only the tiniest trace of current was dribbling into the man's temporal lobe, and in this null state, his feelings towards Sky bordered on agnosticism rather than awe.
"I don't remember what I did," the man said.
"No, I don't suppose you do. Shall I remind you?" The saboteur shook his head.
"Perhaps I did kill your father, but someone must have given me the means to do so. Someone must have cut my restraints and left that knife by my bed."
"It was a scalpel, an infinitely finer thing."
"You'd know, of course."
Sky turned one of the black knobs a couple of notches higher, watching as the analog dials quivered. "Why would I have given you the means to kill my own father? I'd have had to be insane."
"He was dying anyway. You hated him for what he had done to you."
"And how would you know?"
"You told me, Sky."
That, of course, was entirely possible. It was amusing to push the man to the desperate bowels.